Chapter 2. The Empty Swimming Pool. Kay parked the van before her charming white house with a picket fence around it. The car had barely stopped when the children scrambled out. All at once, they noticed a tall, black-haired man with a mustache. With his hands on his hips and his booted feet far apart, he turned to Violet and Jesse. "May I carry your suitcases?" he asked.
"Oh, no," Henry said, stepping forward. "We'll carry them down the hill to the motel."
The man smiled.
"I'll be glad to help."
"Thanks,"
Benny said, lifting a heavy suitcase and dropping it to the ground. His round face was red.
"We can do it,"
he said, panting.
"This is Rolf Jensen," Kay said. "He's my right hand, always willing to help me."
She then introduced him to Aunt Jane and the four Aldens.
"Well, hi, everyone,"
Rolf said.
"I'm glad you could come to Florida."
He glanced at Kay.
"I think Kay could use a little company."
Kay hastily interrupted, as if to dismiss her troubles.
"Rolf has a barge boat that takes tourists out into the Everglades."
"How about it?"
Rolf said, one black eyebrow shooting upward.
"Would you like a tour?"
he asked the Aldens.
"Yes, yes,"
Benny said excitedly.
"I want to see an alligator."
A grin spread across Rolf's tanned face.
"Well, we'll see what we can do about that."
"In the meantime," Kay said, "come into the house. We'll have a cold glass of orange juice."
"That sounds good,"
Violet said.
"I picked the oranges from my orange trees in the backyard,"
Kay said, opening the screen door.
"Oh,"
Jessie said, her brown eyes sparkling.
"I've never seen an orange tree."
"Me neither,"
Benny said.
"You'll have plenty of time to explore in a little while,"
Aunt Jane said, smiling. She knew they'd be all over the grounds before evening. The children entered the living room. In the corner of a small sofa, a marmalade cat was curled up.
"Ow!"
Benny said.
"A pretty orange cat with white paws!"
He rushed forward, arms extended. Quickly, the cat jumped down and ran into a corner. Violet followed, coming close to the frightened cat. Softly, she stroked its fur, and before long, the cat was purring. Kay laughed.
"You've made friends with Willie."
"Willie,"
Henry said gently, reaching down and letting Willie smell his hand.
"Let's call Grandfather," Violet said, "and tell him we're safe."
"Oh, let's,"
Benny said. So they talked to Grandfather Alden and found out he was all right, too. He said the house seemed very quiet with just Mrs. McGregor and Watch. Kay poured the cold juice and set out a plate of cookies. When they'd finished their snack, Jesse said,
"We'll be back in time for dinner."
Then, despite the heavy suitcases, they hurried down the hill, eager to see their new vacation home. Benny was the first to reach the door on the end unit and push it open. The unit had two large rooms, plus a kitchenette. After tonight, they could be independent of the house on the hill. They'd do their own cooking and make out their own grocery lists.
"It's so gloomy in here,"
Violet said, opening the blinds.
"Isn't it?"
Jesse agreed, unpacking her jeans, shorts, and tops.
"Wouldn't new drapes and a bedspread help?"
"You bet it would,"
Henry answered. Benny tested the bed in the room he and Henry would share.
"It bounces good,"
he said, laughing and jumping up and down. Henry laughed, too.
"Let's check out the motel grounds."
He held the door open.
"Oh, yes,"
Jesse said.
"Let's."
Violet had walked ahead.
"Oh, no,"
she said. Disappointed, she sank down on the grass.
"Look."
She pointed to the pool. The three Aldens hurried forward. Jesse and Benny peered over the edge of the pool.
"It's all green,"
Benny said.
"I wish we could go swimming."
"I was hoping we could go swimming every day too, Benny,"
Jesse said with a frown.
"Not with that yucky green stuff on the bottom,"
Benny said with a groan.
"What is that?"
"Moss," Henry answered shortly. "If we scrape it off, though, there's no reason the pool can't be filled."
"Do you think Kay would do that?"
Violet questioned softly.
"I'm sure she would,"
Jesse replied.
"I just think this motel is too much of a